Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kurt, let's start with Facebook. What is the company saying?
Well, Facebook is the one who hasn't actually made as many changes as Google has. So last week we saw Twitter come out and say, we're going to limit targeting for certain kinds of political ads. Yesterday we saw Google basically do the same. And Facebook, meanwhile, has kind of been pretty steadfast in its belief that it does not want to fact check political ads. And it has also not really cut back on any types of targeting for those ads, which means that politicians can basically get pretty granular with who they show their ads to. And some of the rivals in the, you know, social and digital space have changed policies around that. Facebook is not really doing that.
Right. Google's making some changes in that regard.
Google is. And one of the, they announced this yesterday, that they're going to limit targeting to, I believe, just three categories: age, gender, and location. And what's really key is that they're eliminating this product that they call customer match. And so what that means is that usually a politician, historically, I should say, has been able to log in and basically upload a list of emails or phone numbers that they've collected, usually from supporters through either donations or email drives. And they can then target those people with ads. And that's a popular way that they use both Google and Facebook, but also Twitter. Now, Twitter and Google have said that is not allowed for political ads, which leaves Facebook as kind of the only one left who's letting politicians target people in that way.
Right. And Facebook also, you know, won't want too much about untrue claims being put into political ads.
That has been the biggest kind of debate around Facebook ads thus far, is their fact-checking policy. So normally, with a regular ad on Facebook, an ad from Procter & Gamble or Nike, if someone believes that the ad is inaccurate or false, they can flag it, and Facebook's fact-checkers will actually look into that. That does not apply to posts or ads shared by politicians. And the company has basically said they don't want to be in the business of trying to determine true and false when it comes to something as polarizing as politics. They don't want to be the one to say, hey, this post from Elizabeth Warren is false, and then have to deal with the perception, true, fair or unfair, that they're being biased against Democrats or conservatives.
I don't want to do math while I'm working either, but sometimes you have to.
That would be the argument, is that you say, hey, listen, if you're going to accept money in exchange for promoting these ads, there comes a responsibility with that. And it's a really big free speech debate right now. You know, do we want Facebook to be deciding true and false? Should the general public get to see these ads as they are and decide for themselves? You know, Facebook's not the only one dealing with this. You know, this happens on television. We already mentioned Twitter and Google. But Facebook's really the one, given its size and scope, that has gotten the most criticism for this.
Yeah, and the background on Facebook as well. I mean, they were so crucial to the last election.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't think anyone could forget what happened in 2016 when there were, you know, Russian organizations that were basically advertising on Facebook to U.S. voters, largely in favor of President Donald Trump. And so there's this history there around Facebook kind of being used and manipulated to influence an election. And so I think everyone, Facebook included, is pretty sensitive to that fact moving into the 2020 election.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.